From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Several dozen people are reported injured in the collision of two light rail trains in San Francisco. Authorities say at least 44 people have been taken to hospitals, three with what appear to be severe injuries. The collision happened when one train rear-ended another near a boarding platform. President Obama is seeking to keep the focus on his plan to revamp the nation's health care system. Mr. Obama is urging Congress not to squander the moment. He says the bill would be a cost saver in the long run.
The same folks who controlled the White House and Congress for the past 8 years as we ran up record deficits will argue, believe it or not, that health reform will lead to record deficits. That's simply not true.
The president was speaking in his weekly media address. His remarks were released a few hours before the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said the legislation now before the House would add $239 billion to the federal deficit over the next decade. The plan has sparked renewed criticism from Republicans. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Senate Republican Whip John Kyle of Arizona says his party believes providing Americans access to health care does not require massive spending, nor does it require what he calls a government takeover. In the weekly Republican media address, Kyle said the Obama administration is moving too fast.
The president and some Democrats insist we must rush this plan through. Why? Because the more Americans know about it, the more they oppose it. Something this important needs to be done right, rather than done quickly.
Kyle argues under the Democrats' plan, medical decisions would no longer be made by doctors, and working people would get hit with major tax hikes. He says common-sense Republican ideas include getting rid of fraud in Medicare and Medicaid and new laws that would discourage frivolous lawsuits. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
In Pakistan, the trickle of displaced people returning to their homes in the war-battered northwest has become a flood. Despite basic services being in short supply, some 18,000 families have gone back. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The repatriation of those displaced families who fled by the hundreds of thousands is gaining speed. They are returning to the districts of Swat Valley, Bunair, and Deer, even as the army keeps up the fight against the Taliban there. Deadly skirmishes between government forces and the militants continue to be daily events in the area, and danger persists despite the army declaring the region largely cleared of militants. But at a news conference, Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani dismissed suggestions that the government was sending refugees back prematurely, before security was fully ensured.
We are 200% sure that those areas are cleared. We'll send them. Otherwise, we have to, not in a haste to send them for adventure.
Government officials pointed out that the displaced are returning strictly on a voluntary basis. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
And you're listening to NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is due in the Indian capital, New Delhi, in a few hours. She arrived in India Saturday, where in Mumbai, she met with survivors of last year's attacks that killed 166 people. She is urging India to do more to tackle terrorism and on climate change. She's pushing for India to accept limits on carbon emissions as part of an international climate change agreement. President Obama's new East Asia envoy is in South Korea, where he's holding talks about North Korea nuclear program and other issues. From Seoul, Dwali Sai Kowtow has more.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell is visiting South Korea on his regional tour of East Asia. After a meeting with government officials at Seoul's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, he said he believes it's important to keep the door open should North Korea decide to return to nuclear disarmament talks. North Korea's path, he said, is unsustainable.
We've worked actively together in the United Nations. We've taken some unilateral steps and some bilateral steps to make very clear that such actions are unacceptable. And our president has stated very clearly that we will not accept a nuclear North Korea.
Campbell added, Washington is currently working with the United Nations to put in place a series of actions designed to put more pressure on North Korea to end its nuclear programs. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Tom Watson could make British Open history if he wins the tournament. At 59 years old, Watson is 18 holes away from becoming the oldest major champion in history. He's leading the tournament with a one-shot edge over his nearest competitors heading into Sunday's final round. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.